The Springfield Symphony Orchestra has announced its 2024-2025 season. I'm Larry Carvassel with Arts Focus, and here's Peter Stafford Wilson, the SSO music director and conductor, backstage at the Kuss Auditorium.
There are a number of great programs. Mahler 5 is coming up. I mean, how often does that happen? And I'm very excited about that. We're also bringing back the chorale. We took a year hiatus while we looked for a new director. And we're delighted that Kevin Wilson, who is known to the Dayton arts community, will be coming over as our new SSO chorale director. Very excited to bring him on board for two pieces. You know, I looked for repertoire that just involves chorus, doesn't have soloists. And I settled on two pieces that I adore, the Rutter Gloria and Stravinsky's Symphony of Psalms, and built a half English, half Russian program around that. I also had a very interesting email out of the blue a couple of years ago from Edna Landau. Now, Edna Landau used to run IMG Classical, one of the biggest classical music management firms in the world. So obviously when I get an email from somebody of that caliber, my ears perk up. She is now helping young talent at Curtis, Juilliard, the Colburn School. And she said, you know, I've got this amazing talent in Cincinnati, and she's just ready to break on the scene. She just needs some experience. And we remember the lovely work that you did with Hilary Hahn and the Springfield Orchestra, so we wonder if you'd be interested in yada yada. So, long story, even longer. Miriam Smith, cellist, who I think is 17, will be joining us for the Saint-Saëns Concerto in the fall. I also have a program of all composers who happen to be women, along with a Ukrainian pianist who champions two such concerti for piano and orchestra, that by Clara Schumann and the Concertstück by Cecile Chaminade. So I've fleshed that out with the living composer Margaret Brouwer, and fleshing it out with the music of the living composer Margaret Brouwer and the late romantic composer Alice Mary Smith, who was an American. So I think it's going to be a very interesting program, certainly worth the price of admission to hear Anna Celeste, but also some rather unknown American works as well.
In March, you're going back to the movies.
We started, I don't want to say a tradition, but probably a tradition, of presenting a film with live orchestra, this time Pirates of the Caribbean. I typically don't conduct these installments just because it's such heavy lifting and an awful lot of study time. But we have an exciting young woman who was actually a part of the scoring of this program. So she knows the music intimately. She'll be with us in March. And then in January, our other Nightlight show will feature a side-by-side with our youth orchestra. Our young chorus voices will be with us. And one of the most exciting talents I've come upon, Babatunde Akimbaboye, who is one of the most followed classical artists on social media. He's primarily on Instagram, but has a gazillion followers. And his claim to fame is that he calls himself the hip opera singer. So he's going to sing some traditional arias, the Toreador song from Carmen, Bess You Is My Woman Now from Porgy and Bess, some selections from Broadway. And then he's going to do three or four of his signature tunes in the hip-hop style. So you're going to hear music from Trovatore and Traviata like you've never heard it before, unless you happen to be a follower of Babatunde on Instagram.
And you can get information about upcoming events with the Springfield Symphony Orchestra by visiting the orchestra's website, springfieldsym.org. I'm Larry Carvassel. Arts Focus is a production of Discover Classical.